It's time for StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, amplifying the stories of service members and their families. This week marks 10 years since President Obama signed legislation repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that prevented gay, lesbian, and bisexual people from serving openly in the military. Today, we'll hear from Joseph Patton. I'm looking right now at a picture of Patton as a young sailor in his uniform. I see a youthful African-American teenager in his formal attire, the signature sailor's collar, the white cap.
My dad told me going into service would help me be a man, but I chose the Navy because I liked the uniforms. They were tight and cute with bell bottoms. Lord have mercy.
Decades later, at age 81, Joseph looked back on what it was like to serve in silence many years before Don't Ask, Don't Tell began.
We were in San Diego, and we went to a gay bar. I was exploring my sexuality, but they had military police walking around to check and see if there were any servicemen in any of these gay bars. You could not be gay in the service at that time. There was a group of us that hung out together. We drank together. We played cards. We became friends. But when these two guys told the commanders they were lovers, everybody that were close friends with those guys was arrested, and I was kicked out of the service for being friends with the homosexual. They gave me an undesirable discharge. That was the worst time of my life. To be in the service for my country is the greatest thing I thought I did. I was a perfect sailor. I did my job very well. So that whole period is almost like a dream. A lot of it I didn't want to think about because it hurt so much. And I was so ashamed. But, you know, I can't live in the past. I gotta be right here, right now. Minute to minute sometimes, hour to hour, I have to remind myself that I'm loved by me and others and by God. Love has no limits in my life. And love surprises me all the time. Right now, I see it outside because the sun is shining. It's been gray all day. I'm 81 years old, but sometimes I get up and dance. I shake my ass with life. Yes! And I'm blessed that I can feel like that.
That's Joseph Patton at StoryCorps in Santa Monica, California. Decades after his undesirable discharge from the military, he was able to get it changed to honorable. Joseph died earlier this year at the age of 83. His interview is archived with the rest of the StoryCorps collection at the Library of Congress.